This is Rabbi Nissan L. Brun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Friday, May 10th, 2019. My apologies. I did not realize we didn't have a podcast schedule for Thursday. And I guess to make sure it fit our annual schedule, Seymour must have taken off Yom HaShoah for us. So we're here on Friday, May 10th. It is the third section of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph 17a. It's the beginning of the Gemara Amar Rabba to Shehu Loke. It is the blue text on the source sheet. So Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana says Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva Stimasa. Right, these are the words of Rabbi Akiva presented as an anonymous position in the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah says, if you eat Bikurim without the recitation, you get whipped. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana says, Rabbi Yochanan, this stimasa, this Mishnah is actually the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Aval Chachamim Omrim, but the Chachamim would disagree with this Mishnah. And they would say, right, or they do say, Bikurim, when we talk about the first fruits, right, that are brought, Hanacha me'akeves bahen. Right, that the placing down, they have to be placed down before, right, v'nachtam lifnei Hashem, says the Chumash. They're placed down and then the recitation. So the Chachamim say the placing down in me'akevet is critical. But kriya, the recitation, ein me'akeves bahem. Right, obviously it is the mitzvah, you must do it. But if you didn't do it, it wouldn't disqualify them or prevent them from becoming Bikurim. So our Mishnah represents the opinion of Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Gemara says, V'leima, why don't we say, Zudivri Rabbi Shimon Stimasa? Right, why don't we say, instead of identifying this anonymous position as Rabbi Akiva, that indeed it is Rabbi Shimon? So Gemara says, no, that's simple. Hakamash Malan, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon Svirulei. They just wanted to teach us, right? Kamash Malan come to teach us that Rabbi Akiva, Savar Svirulei, right, believes like Rabbi Shimon. Wow. The Gemara is now going to ask, wait a minute, what Rabbi Shimon are we talking about? My Rabbi Shimon. Which Rabbi Shimon? Did Tanya. So we learned in a Braisa. We're going to find Rabbi Shimon who believes that the recitation is also critical. If you don't have if you eat the Bikurim before, right, the recitation, you're finished. We're not finished. You just get lashes. Okay. We're back to the same pasuk we had before. We had it by Meister Ani. It was like the whole list of things in, they have to eat before Hashem. It had the list of Meister, Gancha, Trumas, right, Adcha, etc. Okay, I'll read you the pasuk again, right? Lo tuchal le'achol b'sharecha. You should not eat in your gates. Maaser de'gancha tiroshcha b'yitzarecha. The maaser, which we previously identified as maaser ani, right? Then you have b'korot b'karcha b'tzonecha v'chol nedarecha asher tidor, etc. And the end of that pasuk is Trumas Yadcha. So comes our Gemara to say, right, Trumas Yadcha, Elu Bikurim. So that, the gift of your hands, even though Truma doesn't necessarily mean Bikurim, so the Braisa identifies that phrase in the pasuk as Bikurim, as the first fruits. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Ha. Now we come to Rabbi Shimon. Ma ba zeh lelamdeinu, right? But what is the Chumash coming to teach us, right, that you can't eat the Bikurim? Im la ochlan chutz lechoma. If it is to eat the Bikurim outside of the walls, right, that's prohibited. So that we don't need a Chumash for that. I don't need a pasuk for that. Kal vachomer mimayser hakal. That we learn from a logical argument, right? A kal vachomer from Meiser, that the Meiser Sheni, which is less severe, less strict than Bikurim. Right? And Rashi says that the Gemara later will actually identify why it's more, why one is more or less strict than the other. So that we're going to leave for the Gemara later on. But the Kal v'chomer goes as follows. Let's take it on faith for the moment that Maaseh Sheni is the Kal in the Kal v'chomer, the less severe one. Bikurim is the more severe. So Uma Maaseh Hakal, just like by Maaseh Sheni, right? The lighter one. Ochlan chutz lechom, if you eat them outside the walls of Yerushalayim, loke, you are whipped. Bikurim, lo kol shekein, how much more so bikurim, which you have to bring to Yerushalayim. Eat there, if you eat it outside the walls, you're gonna get whipped. Alright, so if we don't need the pasuk for that, because that's clear to us from a logical argument, can't eat outside the walls. Halo b'hakasuv, what is the chumash, the pasuk coming to teach us? It comes, alala ochal mi bikurim ad shelo kara aleim shehu loke. That comes to teach us that if you eat bikurim before the recitation, that you get whipped. The Gemara now continues with the next, with another phrase in that pasuk. Right, same pasuk. V'nidvo secha. Right, when it says nidvo secha, that you have to eat them, right, not in your gates, but before Hashem, zu toda ushlamim. That refers to a thanksgiving offering and a peace offering. So Amar Rabbi Shimon, again Rabbi Shimon says, ma zet ma bazel lamdenu. What does that come to teach us? Im la ochlan chutz lechoma. If it's that we can't eat the meat of the Korban Toda, the thanksgiving offering or the peace offering outside the walls of Yerushalayim, Kal v'chomer mi'maaser. So that we have a Kal v'chomer from Maaser Sheni. If you can't eat Maaser Sheni outside the walls, of course you can't eat these Korbanos outside the walls. Halo b'hakasav ela la'ochel b'toda ushlamim lifnei zrika shehu loke. No, so this pasuk comes to teach us with regard to the Toda and the Shlamim thanksgiving and peace offering that if you eat them before the sprinkling of the blood, that you get lashes. Again, the next piece in the Gemara, right, it starts the yellow text, and that we'll see on Monday, picks up with the next, another phrase from that verse. But that concludes our learning for today and this week. Please come back and join me on Monday.